The human race, what is that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. The human race. So many people feel that they are proud to be members of the human race. That being a member of the human race is a wonderful thing. And indeed, it is a wonderful thing. But we have nothing to do with it. That's just what happens when you have a human body. Now, is a dog a member of the human race? No. A dog is a member of the dog race, you might say. Is a cat a member of the human race or anything else? No. All are members of whatever species or genera of being they came forth in this life as that. So, being a member of the human race is something that came with the fact that we were born. But we do have something that we haven't pulled out of our suitcase yet. We came to this experience with this wonderful suitcase, and in the suitcase is what's called our divine being. Our divine being is something very, very special, but we are told to put it back in the suitcase all the time. Every time we say, "I feel so wonderful," yeah, look at the problems of the world. That's the human race saying, look at the problems of the world, look at the troubles, look at all the upsets and things. And the divine says, but no, it's wonderful. I see with my clear divine eyes everything beautiful and good and fantastic. And you know, that's what everything is. But don't you understand? Your human self retorts to you and says that you must listen and you must pay attention to the limitations of the world. And your divine self says, come on now, get off it. You're divinely made, divinely created, you're divine. And you just haven't recognized it yet. It's there. It's there. You want to call it forth from the very center of your being. This is what meditation does. We want to call it forth from the very center of our being because that's who we really are. Is a man, a woman, a child? Is anyone anything? No, not at all. What we are is our divine self. We are divinely created. We are created in our original purity and integrity. Hey, how about that? The original purity and integrity. That's our reality. Now, to be members of the human race is a lovely thing. And it teaches us certain cooperativeness in the human line of things. Getting along with one another, tolerating each other, and not having wars and not having problems and not having... But we do have all those things, though. Now, being divine, we look beyond those outer experiences that came with us and being a human being, and we look at our bodies as being the temple of the living spirit. Beautiful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful. We look at our minds as the flow of everything good and beautiful of the entire universe, ours right now, coming through our brain as much as we let it do it, and experience itself in our life. Wow! Yes, to be divine is a choice. It's a choice that we can make because it's there. It's just that we go into the store and we say, I want human bread or I want divine bread. And the clerk says, whatever you wish, you're paying for it. No matter what you want, you can have it. You can have human bread with all its sorrow and suffering and happiness and joy, or you can have divine bread which sees beyond all and experiences the wholeness and the goodness of life. What is it that you choose for yourself today? What is it that I choose for myself today? What do I want to experience? What do I want to know? Well, I think I want to know my divine self. I believe that my divine self is so desirable and so wonderful, I will seek it out with all my heart and soul and being. And I'll let these beautiful, beautiful stem cells that are born throughout my body every day, my original purity and integrity born throughout my body every day, my divine self born throughout my body every day saying, hey, here I am, I'm wonderful, I'm clean, I'm beautiful, I'm pure, I'm wonderful, fantastic, take me, take me, take me, take me. And what do we say? It's too good to be true. Well, I assure you, my loves, it's not too good to be true, and it is our reality. Claim it today. Join me in our divine path. and have the fun that comes with it beyond anything a human mortal being can ever know. Know this and enjoy this and experience this, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.